You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The next game we're going to focus on is Palace against Middlesbrough. Crystal Palace 11-10, the draw 2-1, and Middlesbrough are 3-1. Middlesbrough don't score, Tom, as a rule, and Palace are very un-Allardyce-like so far. He really has failed so far to really get his stamp on that team. It could be coming soon, but this game is huge.
I think they're one of the teams that have had a little jaunt. I say jaunt, and they've got warm weather training is the official definition for what Premier League managers do at this stage of the season. When a team has been dumped out of the FA Cup, it means it's an opportunity to go to warmer climes and put in some training, is how they describe it. And we'll kind of see the effects of that. I mean, the only way you can tell whether that's been a success is with the games that follow this kind of break. And for Palace, you would think that Sam Allardyce has done something to kind of change things, because at the moment, Palace are going in one direction and it's straight down at the Championship. I can't see anything from them. I've got absolutely zero faith in them. I've seen absolutely no improvement. Scoring goals is a major issue for them now as well, by the way. I mean, you know, take away that victory against Bournemouth. They don't score goals, and they don't even look like they're scoring goals. And at home, they've not scored in the last three. Everton 1-0 defeats, Manchester City 3-0 defeats, Sunderland 4-0 defeat. But of course, while they don't score, Middlesbrough don't score. And Middlesbrough now, you know, we were talking about it sort of 6-7 weeks ago about, you know, there's a bit of discontent on Teesside, and I think that's still there. I don't think the Middlesbrough fans have still been impressed with probably. I mean, how they got past Oxford in the FA Cup was at least exciting. You know, it wasn't by design, but at least they ended up seeing some entertainment at Riverside, and in the end, a good victory. But on the whole, I just don't think it's a club that is particularly positive at the moment, and neither is Crystal Palace. Winless in eight, Middlesbrough. They've not won away from home since that first away game at Sunderland. They don't concede many, but they don't score many either. So I can't back Middlesbrough to win. I can't back Crystal Palace to win. I think this is going to be the dullest game of the weekend. Watch it be a 4-all explosion now, but I can't look past the draw. And even then, I won't put you off the 0-0 at 6-1 here. I don't think anything will be given here. And Isaac Aranka will still feel that a draw and a 0-0 is a good result at Palace, but they need to win some matches. But I don't think they'll do it this weekend, and I don't think Palace will either.
Okay, enhanced odds for this one. Benteke to score and Palace to win was 12-5, now 3-1. Negredo to score, Borough to win was 11-2, now 7-1. Either of those appeal, Derek, or is it just low on the goals for you as well?
Well, it'll be low on the goals. It always is when Middlesbrough play. But a 3-1 Middlesbrough is giving you a chance, isn't it? It is. I mean, Palace are easy to score against. You know, Sunderland put four past them in about 5 seconds a couple of weeks ago. Palace have lost their last 5 Premier League games at home. You know, the fans are getting on their back. How they are only 11-10 is beyond belief. You know, it's the worst bet I've ever seen. Honestly, that's how bad it is. It's either the draw or Middlesbrough. The draw is only 2-1, Middlesbrough 3-1. And they only need a goal to win this game. That's all they'll need. I said a few weeks ago, Allardyce is the wrong man for Palace, because the players here still fancy themselves. They think they're better than they are. And they won't be happy with a man like Allardyce coming in saying, just welly it clear, lads, that's how we're going to stay up. That's what it seems to me. I might be talking through my bum. I normally do. But that's what it seems, and results are bearing that out. I'm going to go for Middlesbrough here, because, yeah, they don't score many goals, and you'll never, ever want to back them at 11-10, 6-4 mark. A 3-1, though, it gives you a chance.
Now at William Hill, you can get your bet onto the website for featured matches. If there's a bet you fancy that's not on the app, just tweet with the hashtag #YourOdds to @WilliamHill, and the traders will try to price it up. #YourOdds from William Hill.